Okay, so in the zone at 91.3, that was Fantagram with You Don't Get Me High Anymore. And it is that time now where we welcome our band of the month. And the current band of the month are called Full Brigade. What I just realized is we've been sound checking right up until this moment, and you're all kind of stuck in a spot. You can't move. So one of you get real close on that one. You guys pull that mic in towards you. I'm going to put your vocal through, but without any effects on it. Just let's check that's not got any effects on it. Right now you've got
nothing. Hey.
Okay. Oh, loads of reverb on you.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
All right. Okay. So, to be honest with you guys, I've met a handful of you multiple times at different venues and gigs over the years, and we've never really had a conversation, so I don't know who you are, and I want to learn who you guys are, because you're very, very talented. So, can we go around, set yourself up, and your position in the band first, and then we'll get into the details of the individuals. So, let's start with my left.
All right, I am Caleb, and I, well, play acoustic guitar and kick drum. And some
he sings a bit.
I sing a bit. I do sing.
Get right in on the microphone for me.
And I'm Esther, and I play vocals, and I've also got tambo and the shaker.
You have the most gentle voice in the world. Reintroduce yourself again, but with
my
firm.
My name is Esther, and
I'm angry.
And I do vocals, and I play the shaker and tambo.
Thank you.
I'm Robin. Play mandolin.
Yeah. Over here.
My name is Matt, and I play the keys.
And I'm Adam, and I'm playing the bass.
So how did this all come to be? Like, why are you the most polite, quiet band in Victoria? And why don't you talk to anyone, especially when we're playing your music a lot? And so just put into perspective, where did Full Brigade start?
Well, Full Brigade started in 2013. Basically, it started off as just me and Esther, which is actually my sister.
We are siblings, yes.
I didn't even know this.
Yes, we are siblings.
Right, okay, good. See, we're immediately learning things. Continue, Kate.
Alrighty, so we started our adventure as basically just me and her, and we hired a producer to record our first EP. And yeah, basically from there, we've been going at it.
Then the rest of us.
Yeah, well.
On the bandwagon.
Yeah, so where did you come in?
More members and grew.
Yeah, I heard about Fall Brigade, and I found the only way that I could get into the band was if I married one of them. So I'm married to her.
Yeah,
so Miss Esther.
What?
Young class, so I got a brother and a husband in this band.
Yeah, but you know, we had to duel. It got messy, but you know, yeah. So we're kind of sooner or later we'll all be family.
Some way or another, I have a lot of sisters.
This is getting very Canadian. I'm not sure why that mic is so bad, but we're ditching that mic. So can you use your vocal performance mic for me instead,
yeah.
Esther? Say something for me.
Hi.
That's way better. That other mic is just not. It's MIA right now. So then, just what is Full Brigade all about, and what is the plan for the next few months? We've been spinning you a lot the last 4 weeks here, and what are the next steps?
Yeah, we've been busy working on our first full-length album. So over the next few months, we're going to be finishing it off, and we're going to have a release show. So finally getting to release that to everybody else. So it'll be really awesome. And yeah, I mean, Matt, you can say a bit more about Full Brigade, who we are.
Ooh, yeah, Full Brigade. Oh, man. Well, we are a band that has our hardest struggle is when people ask us what type of music we play or what is our genre, quote unquote, because they're like, yeah, what kind of music? Well, we're kind of like we're folk rock, pop, indie, jazz, if you know what I mean. And they're like, oh, totally, yeah, I gotcha, maybe. And it's similar to how One Republic, they kind of just say, you know, we don't really kind of fit into anything like that. We like to be kind of borderless with where our inspiration takes us, and I think we're really similar to that, because you know what, we just on our newest album we've got kind of a jazzy blues song in there, just because that was one day we had a lot of fun just you know throwing down something and it worked. So we're kind of all across the board, and really it's just all of our different backgrounds of music. I mean, these guys have been like, they grew up in Scotland, they bring a lot of those roots into it. In Colombia, they picked up a lot of stuff there. It's just all of our multi, you know, cultural roots are coming into our music, and we just have a lot of fun with it.
I'm glad that someone decided that you would be the talker, because now we're getting the juicy info. What do you mean?
Why we make him talk.
So where did you grow up in Scotland?
Yeah, we lived in Paisley for quite a few years.
They're Where on earth is Paisley in
it's
Scotland?
It's right outside of Glasgow, which is also in Scotland.
Oh, you two are rough.
Have you heard of Glasgow?
We're very rough.
I don't mess with anyone from Glasgow. I'm telling anyone from Glasgow listening right now, the last thing I'm going to do is pick a fight with you. It's not going to happen. What was it? So what was it? How long were you there for? Were you born there and then in two, three years?
I guess I moved over when I was 11. Caleb is my little brother.
Yeah,
so
I was,
he would
I was
have
dying.
Been two, yeah, nine, whatever. So yeah, we moved there and we lived there for about 7 years. So yeah, I mean, quite a lot of our time was spent there.
So how did Scotland inspire you?
I think a lot of ways. Like, that's kind of where we started to write. For the first time, we started to play together.
Well, when you don't see the sun for 4 years in a row, you have to get
what
your inspiration from somewhere.
Watch your mouth. Anyway, so, all right, okay. So what inspires you guys? What is, like, what are your influences? You were just going through every genre under the sun right now. I mean, there's got to be a more focused entity of which you guys, you're in the van, you're driving to a show. What are you listening to?
Caleb and I have very similar. Yeah, you can tell them, Caleb. We have the same.
Much just like Need to Breathe and One Republic.
One Republic and Need to Breathe.
Well, you see, when I met these guys, those were the two bands they heard of. They didn't know music existed outside of that. They're like, oh, I've heard of the bands. What do you mean the bands? Oh, the two bands that there are.
The intake is narrow. The output is very diverse.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That's why they would walk 500 miles to find music.
That's right.
In Glasgow. Okay.
10,000 miles.
That's all right. Right. Yeah. That's more like it. 10,000. Ba-da-ba-ba. Let's not get into that. All right. What's the first song you're going to play for us? Full Brigade, our band of the month.